that cross, there's a precious fountain free to all, a healing stream, they tell me it flows from Calvary's mouth.
But we have a house not made by human hands. Oh, Jesus, but made by God himself. It reminds me of a story. Sika mama okhule ethanda uNkulunkulu ekhonza uNkulunkulu. Esefa uNkulunkulu eshumayela esiza abampofu, helping the poor, preaching the gospel. But one day when she woke up in the morning, she couldn't move her hands, she couldn't move her legs. They rushed her to a hospital. They discover she's got cancer. The church started praying. The family started fasting. They were praying for her recovery. But every day they visited the hospital, she looked frail. She was becoming weaker and weaker and weaker. Elusa mandla bambone yangokuncipha. Bakhathazeka abantwana, they were very worried and troubled. One night while she was asleep, she had a divine visitation. Jesus appeared. Wathi ndodakazi yam, I'm about to take you home. I know abantwana bakho bazokhathazeka, but where I'm taking you is better. You will feel no pain in your body. Cancer will not be touching you anymore. Where I'm taking you, you will find rest. And the smile, her smile, her face changed. It was full of glory. The children came to visit her the next day. They said, Mama, you're gonna get better. She never looked at them. She was focused. She looked right up as if she's seeing Jesus. And tears of joy and of peace. Abantwana bayakhala ngala. Yena uselindele ukuhamba. Abantwana bayathandaza ngala. She's just finding rest. Before they knew it, she passed on. Washona. Listen, the Bible says, blessed are they that die in the Lord. From henceforth, now and forevermore, they rest from their labor, but their works will follow them. Which means they rest from toiling, they rest from sweating, they rest from waking up in the morning pursuing money. They are on the other side. The Bible says every tear will be wiped, oh Jesus, from our eyes. There shall be no more tears, there shall be no more crying, there shall be no more dying. This year has been a bad year. Many people passed on and they died. But the Bible says, comfort each other with these words. Those who have fallen asleep, when Jesus returns, with the voice of an archangel, with the trumpet call, when he comes back, the Bible says, the dead in Christ will rise up first. And it says, we who are alive shall be caught up to meet him in the sky. So let him Bible is your isimo. And we shall be like him. I want to comfort you this evening. It's okay. You might have lost the one you love. You might have lost your mom. Just let go. Come on. In the cross. Sing it.
In the cross.
In the cross. Lift up your hand.
In the cross.
Be my glory.
Be my glory.
Ever. Till my raptured soul.
Till my.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Siyophumula ngale.
Rest.
Rest.
Beyond the river.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's give him the praise. There is rest on the other side. No more pain.